Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, May 31st, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy. How will you paint your life today? But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners, because I realize you have other things you could be doing with your time. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us here, and I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, you just press 1 to let me know that you have a question or a comment. If you're over in the chat room, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. I want to greet guest 1008, who's over there in the chat room right now. Let me remind you that the show is live, so that means that anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens. It's even happened to me. And if your call is suddenly lost, and you'll know it's lost because you won't hear anything anymore, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it to yourself. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can actually follow me on Twitter. You could actually go over on Twitter and talk about the show while it's in progress. You can visit me and become a fan over on Facebook. And most important, you could add yourself as a friend of my show. For those of you who don't know me, I am an author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you will learn about all the programs I have available to help you choose happiness for your life. Now, while you're there on my website, be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter and click over to visit and subscribe to my blog. You will also see on my website how you can connect with me on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so forth. Now, if you are a local Orange County or Los Angeles resident and you're ready to come out of hiding and start living your life to the fullest, I invite you to join me and a group of wonderful people who we meet the second and fourth Thursdays here in Orange County in an interactive meetup called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. If you're interested in joining us live, in person, in the flesh, go over to my website and take a look. You'll be able to see the sign up over there, coloryourlifehappy.com. Now, on the radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. In order to do that, each week I interview wonderful guests from all kinds of fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We've probably talked about it on this show because it all contributes to lasting happiness. Today, my guest is John Curran. Hi, John.
How you doing?
I am doing great. I want to tell my listeners a little bit about you, and then we can get started with today's episode, How Will You Paint Your Life Today? That's a good question. Now, John is an author, teacher, self-empowerment coach, and inspirational speaker. He holds certifications as a master coach, a coach practitioner, and NLP practitioner. He has worked in the medical field for over 25 years and has witnessed many patients overcome tremendous medical challenges. His passion is to help others realize their potential through coaching, teaching, writing books, and inspirational speaking. Now, at an early age, John had a natural curiosity about how the mind works and why some people were inordinately successful while others struggled through life. He was fascinated by research done by Abraham Maslow. I am too. I like Abraham Maslow. And his hierarchy of needs, as well as research done on the conscious and subconscious levels of the mind. This led him to an in-depth study of the self-development field by reading books, attending seminars, listening to CDs, and learning about coaching and NLP, which he may tell us about during the interview. He learned from experts in the physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, and relational areas. And he decided to write about his experiences in his book, How Will You Paint Your Life Today? So that he could help others realize their potential as well as his own. It is my pleasure to welcome you, John Curran. Hi.
How you doing today? I appreciate
I am fantastic.
Your awesome show.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come on. I just met John a month or so ago, and I can't believe how close our book titles are. Mine has color in it, and he's talking about painting your life. So we were definitely on the same page, weren't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it is my delight to have you share your take on goals and success today, and I'm going to start off right at the beginning by asking you about goals, because we've all set goals. We especially like to set them at the beginning of the year, don't we?
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
Something happens after we've set those goals. How can we set goals that become habits? Because without them getting to that stage, we aren't going to accomplish much. So could you start off with talking about that?
Sure, absolutely, Flora. That's a great question to start off with. And what I would suggest to our listeners is that you set aside some time at the end of the day to write down your 6 most important activities that will bring you closer to your overall goals. You want to limit it to only 6. This will allow you to stay focused and build momentum so it becomes a habit. As you may be aware, habit usually takes about 21 days to develop. So
right.
The more you repeat an activity, the more it will become part of your natural daily activity. And there's also some recent evidence coming out of studies done over at NASA that say that it takes about 30 days to develop a habit. So I would use 30 days as a reference point for developing a habit. A lot of your listeners may be familiar with Jack Canfield. And in one of his books, goes into greater detail about these studies and the power of visualization. And he says that he's a real big believer that visualizing the qualities you want to have and expressing them fully in life. And he found a recent study that NASA did where they had the astronauts wear concave lenses for 30 days, which made the world appear upside down. But after 30 days, isn't that amazing? After 30 days, all the astronauts' brains started to flip the image right side up again, even though they were still wearing these concave lenses 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fascinating. So the neuroscientists are now telling us that it takes about 30 days to create a new neural pathway in the brain. And he also goes on to say that he thinks it's also true for a new self-image. And when that new self-image starts to become repetitively visualized, then those behaviors start to become more naturally activated, and we start to do things that almost shock ourselves. And that's been my experience now, about a month minimum, and then you'll start to see some pretty amazing results.
Wow. Now, when you say to set or list 6 goals at the end of the day, do you mean 6 things that we want to accomplish the next day, or can these be long-term goals or short-term, or a combination?
I would say you want to have, there's a couple of things there, is you want to have probably 6. You can have up to 10, but the main thing is you want to have a list of goals that are separate, and then you want to have a list of activities that are going to bring you closer to your goals. So let's say, well, for simplicity, we'll make it 5 goals so you're not feeling overwhelmed. And then within those 5 goals, you want to, it would almost be like a to-do list. Like, you want to list the activities, the 6 most important activities that you need to do to bring you closer to those goals. Let's say you've got like 5 of them as an example. Okay. You could have one that, let's just say you were looking at, let's say that if you would look at these different areas, physical, emotional, financial, relational, spiritual, but let's say you were looking at the financial and that was where you wanted to have your focus and your priority, then what you do is you would take look at the six most important activities that you need to do to accomplish. And the reason you do that is because it's especially at the end of the day is you want to read them before you go to bed, and you want to plant them these seeds of greatness in your subconscious. And so what it will do is it'll allow you to stay focused. So that's the big thing is to
okay.
just. And when I first heard Jack talk about the study, I was amazed at how the brain flipped the image right side up again after 30 days and was able to create a new neural pathway in our brain. Our mind is so powerful. I mean, many experts, and you've probably heard studies about this, estimate that we only use about, 5 or 10% of our mind's capacity.
Today
you'll be learning some specific strategies on how to tap into a greater percentage of your mind's capacity. And an important activity you can engage in on a daily basis is to ask yourself empowering questions like this, like, is this activity bringing me closer or further away from my intentions or my goals?
Mm-hmm.
You can list them as intentions or goals. And if the answer is yes, then by all means, move ahead with this activity. If the answer is no, then you may want to eliminate that. That helps you to kind of keep you on track. And you also ask yourself whether this activity is serving you or not. When you create a new habit that works or does not work for you, you weave strands of cable into the neural networks of your brain and makes that new habit stronger. It would be similar to, say, muscle memory. When your muscle gets stronger from exercising over and over again, it changes to that new added strength. And
I was going to point out that doing this at the end of the day actually brings truth to that old saying about sleeping on something. You know, the old saying, they say sleep on it. What you're saying is that it puts it into our subconscious. By doing this at the end of the day, we're programming our brain as we sleep.
Oh, correct? Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the things that I do that your listeners may find helpful is what, and I this is a really simple thing to do if they have an MP3 player or an iPhone is just to sit there and actually, after you've listed out, let's say, your top 10 or top 5 goals, is to record them in your own voice onto an MP3 or an iPhone, and then leave it on your nightstand. And then before you go to bed, put your headphones on and listen to that 3 or 4 times before you go to bed, right as you're kind of getting into a nice, relaxed state, because when you get into more of a sleep state, your mind is in a more receptive state, your subconscious, that is in a more receptive state to be able to absorb that information. You know, you've got, as you probably know, you've got different states of sleep. You've got the beta, alpha, theta, and delta. And during normal waking hours, as you know, we're in beta. But when you read, when you get absorbed in a really good book or you watch a TV show and you get relaxed, you get a little sleepy, we're just starting to hit into the alpha phase of rest. And that's when your subconscious is very receptive to suggestions that you may have. And if you list your goals, what's going to happen, as you are probably aware of, is your mind, your subconscious mind, is going to go to work on coming up with solutions for those goals. So it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah. That's amazing. Could you give us some examples of success habits that we would want to begin to cultivate to accelerate our growth?
Sure, absolutely. Here are some five habits that I come across in a book that your listeners may be aware of by Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood, The Passion Test. And here's a couple of them that I think would be very helpful to the listeners. Number one, choose in favor of your passions whenever you're faced with decisions. And because each day you're going to have choices and decisions. So if you get at a roadblock and you're like, what should I do this? Should I do this or should I do that? Well, ask yourself, is this bringing me closer to my passion? If it is, then choose in favor of it. So that's what they And the other one would be take responsibility for the life you've created. And we all have to do that. We all have to look at the results we have. And that's and take time for daily for prayer and meditation. That's important to give to be able to recharge your batteries, give your mind a chance to relax. And there's a lot of tools out there for meditation, HoloSync, and you know, I use HoloSync. There's some other ones out there, but plug into something that works well for you. Get regular exercise. That's, you know, pretty obvious that the benefits of that keep your stress level down and you feel better about yourself, and you've got certain brain chemicals that are released when you exercise. Give to charities on a regular basis. That's, you know, makes sense. You know, what you put out definitely to the universe definitely comes back. Eat healthy foods and speak positively and uplift others, because when we do that, we uplift ourselves as well. And there's a couple more. The last three, these are ones that I think would be good to get yourself in the habit of thinking about, is one, be in a state of gratitude. Gratitude is a huge thing. I'm sure you, as your listeners, I can't emphasize that enough. And then also offer to do something for someone else as you begin your day, which is good, because that helps to put your day in a kind of an upward spiral. And then last would be to realize that financial independence is on its way. So you want, in a case like that, you want to think, as Wayne Dyer says, you want to think from the end. If you think from the end and realize that it's on its way, you set your goals, and you're continuing to, you know, take activities to bring you closer to goals, just realize, just have, you know, have positive expectation that, yeah, your financial independence is on its way. So you're working towards them, and there's a lot of people out there to help you with that.
That's wonderful. I like the choose in favor of your passion. And I like the take responsibility for the life you've created, because we can't change something that we haven't taken responsibility for creating in the first place. So if we turn our, if we blame other people and think that somehow or another we're being controlled by outsiders, then that's where the change is going to have to come from. So we have to take responsibility if we want to make changes. I think that's so important. And all of these points you've covered are important. But I want to get to something else that concerns me, and that is the importance of having a coach to help you with these points that you've made, because you've mentioned some books and you've mentioned some very good points. But I know that for myself, having a coach to help me stay on track and to be accountable is very important. Could you talk about why listeners should consider having a coach to help with these things?
Absolutely. So I would just start off by saying that some of the most successful people in the world use coaches to make their businesses more profitable and client attractive. Sports figures like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, many others have used coaches to help them create winning seasons. One of the most common reasons why people hire coaches to help them live their lives to the fullest by introducing new perspectives to realize hidden potential, because, as you know, we're looking at the world from our own perspective, and our perception is our reality, but it may not necessarily be total reality. It's one slice of reality, and so when we bring in a coach, we open our minds and our lives to new possibilities and new perspectives, and it's just, it's mind-blowing when we do that. And and it's like the coach is there really to help you tap into this hidden vein of gold, I like to think of it. And I mean, it really is, and I'm sure you can, you know, attest to that yourself. And
yeah,
I know,
very definitely.
You know, people will say to me, well, why couldn't I just have a good friend, you know, be my coach and hold me accountable? And my response would be, you can, however, they're not trained as a coach, and they're going to give you, you'll have some success with it because you'll certainly be getting another perspective. But your friend also may have some biases as well, and also your friend isn't trained in coaching in specific areas. So it's going to be a limited effectiveness. So I would say to people, you know, you do get what you pay for. And when you hire a coach, it's a reciprocal thing. A reciprocal relationship where it's all in your favor, because you're paying the coach to help you produce results, and the coach is very much, well, as a friend, you know, they hope you produce the results, but if you don't, well, you know, you're not paying them, so they don't know, they're not obligated anyway. Let me give you 10 reasons why people hire a coach. One would be to move ahead, say, professionally or personally. A second one would be to learn strategies and ideas to increase overall productivity. Third one would be to integrate a structured system to aid in setting and fulfilling goals and intentions. And a fourth one would be to achieve more balance between work and home life. That's a one that a lot of people struggle with because, you know, some people get so hyper-focused on one area, say work, and they lose, you know, track of the home life, and the home life suffers vice versa. So there has to be some balance. And a coach will help to bring you back in, reel you back in when you get too hyper-focused on some of those other areas. Another one, number five, would be to reach, say, important career or personal goals that you have. Another one would be to learn how to tap into your higher self and live with more meaning and purpose. And coaches definitely can help with that. And to receive open, direct, and honest feedback that's objective and constructive. And that's very important, especially you want to make sure you're going to get it, you know, the coach is going to be honest with you. And so, but they're also on your side. So they want you, you know, your success is their success, so to speak. And another one would be to discover how to identify and correct negative beliefs, emotional blocks, and habits that say sabotage your success. That's a big one with a
coach. That's a big one.
That's a huge one. I mean, that would be – I'd have to put a couple stars next to that one. That's a very, very important one that people – we all have challenges with, especially from, programming from childhood. A lot of us, you know, were brought up, and we see our – sometimes as we get older, we see a little bit of our mom or our dad in ourselves.
Oh, yes.
You know how that goes. And so, we have to – the coach will help to look at some of those beliefs, or those, I should say, negative beliefs. Because some of the beliefs, of course, they instill in us are good, but then we have maybe a fair amount that could be negative that aren't really serving us. And it may just be beliefs that they were passed on from their from generations, and they did the best they could. Let's put it they're well-meaning and well-intending, but unfortunately, they didn't know any better. So that's where you come in. That's where, you know, a coach comes in and helps with that. The last one would be just to keep focused and moving towards their intentions and goals, because focus is a huge thing. I find with a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a tendency to, be chasing after shiny objects and you know, and getting distracted, flitting from here to there and everywhere. And so getting focused and going in the right direction is real important.
Well, I'm very guilty of that last one, the staying focused, because there's so many things that can distract us, and they can be good things, but the point is that if you have a goal and you are not focusing on it, no matter how great some of these other shiny objects are, they're going to take away from your focus and consequently from your success in reaching your goal. So that's an extremely important one. I want to ask you how we can go about finding the right coach. Could you give some tips on how someone finds the right coach for them?
Absolutely, Flora. That's a question that many people struggle with. The fact that you're asking is important. Then the biggest thing would be just to look for a coach. You're talking about finding the right coach, correct? Would be really to let's start off by saying, just to clarify it, there's about 30 different coaching specialties within the category of life coaching. So I would say find a coach that is in the category that you're looking for, whether it's accountability, strategy. It could be, for example, they have coaches and ADD coaches. They've got coaches for life purpose. So they got business coaches. So to find a coach in an area where you really need the help, and also where the one that resonates with you, one that most of the coaches these days offer. A free consultation, 30 minutes an hour, and it's an opportunity to get to know them. They'll give you some coaching tips, and you can go through and see if the coach resonates with you and you get the results that you're really after, because ultimately that's really what you're after.
Exactly.
The coach can be a nice guy, a nice woman, and that's great. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what you're paying for is results. And
right.
So,
right.
That's in the coach. Certain coaches, like anything else, some coaches are great at what they do, and others are just average. So, you know, you want to do due diligence and looking for a coach. So.
Okay. Now, how do I know that I'm doing my life's calling? This is something that I've had people ask me. They're concerned about their life purpose. Are they doing what they were sent here to do on this earth? How do I know that?
That's another great question. It's a lot of people do struggle with that. That's why it's an important one to touch upon. The fact that you and the listeners are even asking or thinking about this question is the first step to success. Many people never delve deeply into discovering what their true life's calling is, and as a result, they continue to work in unfulfilling jobs that drain their life energy. And most people never reach their true potential because they're not aligned with their true purpose. And as I was preparing for this show, I received a package from Healthy, Wealthy, and Wiser, one of the affiliates I work with. And I was listening to a recent interview they did with Les Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with Les Brown.
Yes, I am. Definitely.
He's unbelievable. He is. And for the listeners that may not know him, I'll just say that he's a world-class speaker with over 80 awards to his name. He has changed the lives of literally millions of people through the power of the spoken word. And as part of my continuing education, I stay plugged into quality information through their Real Life Legend series, and also to radio, inspirational radio like the programs you're putting out there. So I commend you on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Les said many profound things during the interview, but I'll share a brief excerpt from that interview that relates to your question. And he says the whole purpose of inspirational talk shows and Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise and shows like that are about helping people to begin to find ways to release what Elizabeth Browning calls the imprisoned splendor, not to take your music with you, to do that which you came to show it up to do, and the calling on your life. I believe there's a reason for all of us being here, Les goes on to say. You fought to get here. You were born to win. You won the race. You survived. Out of 400 million sperm, you survived. You will never have those odds again. Just knowing that when you can beat those kind of odds to be here, to be born, there's a calling on your life. And he goes on to say, you showed up to bring something here that was not here before that you got here. And because we live in a world where we are told more about our limitations than our potential, we have to go through what we're going through right now on this call, like this coaching call and, radio announcements and things like that, and listening to motivational messages. Why? Well, MIT did a study, he points out, where they discovered that when we say, Flora, you can't do that, whatever that goal is, that someone else has to come along and say 17 times, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, to neutralize that one time I said with power, feeling, and conviction, you can't do it. And so it's pretty, I was, reading the transcripts and listening to that interview, and those two concepts to me are very powerful. And go ahead.
I want to go back to this statistic you just said, because it's unbelievable that it takes 17 times, 17 positive things to neutralize one negative that perhaps we've been told or heard. Is that what you said?
That's correct. And I was blown away, as I'm sure you were. Doesn't that put everything in perspective? I mean, it really makes you think how many times during the course of our day we're bombarded with somebody saying, either a family member or friend saying, you can't do it. And, you know, Les went through that with his, I think it was his brother and some other people who was just saying, oh, you can't do that, and you don't have your PhD and this and that. And they gave him all the reasons why he couldn't do it. And he said he bought it for, I forget if it was like 10 years or 14 years, I forget the number of years, but a number of years he bought it. Finally, he realized he didn't have to accept that. And but he also realized, and that, but that goes to show you how powerful that negative programming is from, you know, maybe well-meaning friends and family.
Because
they can't believe it, they transfer that belief onto you. And unfortunately, a lot of people in the world buy it for many years, and it doesn't.
Sure.
It's, you know.
Well, because we didn't know until we meet someone like you and me, or we listen to positive things. We didn't know. It gets back to what you said earlier about taking responsibility for the life you've created. Because in order for us to get those 17 positive things in our lives to counteract that negative, we've got to take action and do exactly what you just said you did this morning, was to listen to positive messages, to affiliate and align yourself with positive people and organizations and activities. So we have to take responsibility for bringing those 17 positive things into our lives. So that's extremely, extremely important. That's why I'm emphasizing that. I want to jump, before we run out of time, to the most common challenge you have seen people face in reaching their goals, and what's the best way to overcome them? Because you've had a lot of experience in working with people who have these challenges. What's the most common challenge that people face?
Well, you're going to be amazed at how simple the answer to this question is. It's probably the shortest answer to all the questions I've given you. The most common challenges in people reaching their dreams is that they never take time to really get clear on what their goals and intentions really are. And so as simple as it is, oftentimes there's a lot of simplicity in that. People think they're looking for something to be really complicated, and really it's very basic. If they take the time, you know, the first thing would be to sit down and actually write out your goals. I mean, I think they did a study years ago with Harvard graduates and other people, and they were saying how a lot of people, the ones that were the most successful were the ones who actually physically wrote down their goals and reviewed them daily and listened to them. That's why I think setting, you know, actually writing them down and recording them in your own voice and putting on an MP3 or an iPhone or iPod and listening to it, listening to your own voice before you go to bed is very powerful, because you're going to really implant those goals in your subconscious, and that's where the real magic occurs, because your mind is always going to be going to work on solutions. So, and the idea with six activities is that it keeps it simple. And what I would suggest too is for people that have asked me, well, what if I don't get to all six? That's not a problem. If you only get to two or three of them, do them well, and make sure you complete them before you move on to the next. And don't get discouraged. If you've only get two or three done, just whatever you didn't get done, like for example, if you didn't get done 4, 5, and 6, we'll just add that to the list for the following day. And then those will become your number 1, 2, 3. Add 3 more. So you always have 6. And that way it just keeps it simple. And it's the quality of doing it. And really it comes down to habits. It really comes down to rituals. Whether you're Tony Robbins or you're Jeff Suey or you're Flora or you're John or whoever you are, it's rituals. Rituals and habits. We're creatures of habit, and we tend to want to stay in our comfort zone. And that's one of the things that's real important is to jump outside our comfort zone and be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's when you're going to have the greatest amount of growth. Even coming on a radio show like this, I probably have a little bit of nervousness. You know, I go outside my comfort zone, but you know what? It's fun. I'm having fun. I'm hopefully reaching a few people out there with some good information, and it's good. It forces me to go outside my comfort zone, but that's when the real growth occurs, and that's what
we
all have to do.
Exactly. Well, I want you to know I had to go outside my comfort zone to even start a radio show. This is one of the things that everybody has to realize, that in order to do something new and different, you've got to do something you haven't done before, and it's going to feel uncomfortable at first because it's not a habit yet. It's not, like you said, it's going to feel uncomfortable. But that is what you have to get over, that concern, because as long as you grow, you're going to be pushing yourself to the next level, and it's going to be uncomfortable at first. that's the first sign.
Right. And you know, the thing too that I should point out is that and I didn't mention this, and I'll just emphasize this again, is that the key thing is to take action. I mean,
that's,
you know,
right.
Tony Robbins is big on saying just do something. I mean, take some activity.
Right.
And even if it's not the right activity, you want to just look at all your activity as feedback. If it doesn't bring you closer to where your goals and dreams are, then and you make some mistakes, it's okay. Just get back up, get back on the horse, and just change your approach. Eventually, you're going to – I mean, a lot of millionaires have filed bankruptcy a number of times, but they made it back because they got back on the horse, and they realized where they went wrong, and they readjusted their strategy to get them closer to where they want. So – it's never too late to start too. I mean, I'm 50, and you know, I'm going through some changes myself. But it's never too late to start
it's inevitable. It's inevitable. As long as we live, we're going to have some changes. And you know what's interesting that I don't think a lot of people think about this, but even if you sat still and did nothing, do you know eventually you would change? Even dust would collect on you. Cobwebs collect. There would be changing going on even if you were sitting still. So why not take action and have things happen that you want and that are moving you towards your goals? And I like your point about clarity. One of the things that is unfortunate, as you pointed out, this is the greatest challenge, is that people don't know what they want. Sometimes you will have to take action and discover what you don't want in order to figure out what you do want, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And but the important thing is you keep taking action, you're going to discover what you want. You're going to discover your passion. You're going to discover your calling. It's all about taking that action. Keep taking action. I want to ask about one other thing as we are moving toward the end of our 45 minutes, and that's about being overwhelmed, because right now, in our society, we're at a period where many people feel overwhelmed. They feel like they're spinning their wheels. Even people who are doing okay themselves still feel overwhelmed because the news is filled with it. Every place we go, people are talking about it. And even people who are doing okay seem to buy into this whole overwhelm that's going on. How can we get past these times and move into being productive again on a personal level, regardless of what's going on with the rest of the world? Could you speak to that?
Sure. Well, I have a couple of suggestions. One would be to just unplug yourself. You know, unplug yourself from the source. If the source is not enriching your life and inspiring you, and it's draining your energy, then look at the source. It'd be like going to an outlet in your house, right, and unplugging it.
Yep.
Just think of it. And so unplug yourself from all that. I find I don't plug into that. I mean, people say, well, what happens if there's a major emergency? I said, believe me, I'll find out about it.
You'll find out.
I said, I'm on the Internet. I said, somebody will come and tell me. A neighbor
will come. Your neighbor will come and get you.
They will come and get me. So I said, you know, just unplug from all that. And
that's right.
That's probably the simplest thing to do. That's the first.
Right.
First
okay.
and foremost. Secondly, I would say is get a time management system. Time management is a huge thing for not just entrepreneurs, but also for everybody. I mean, and because what's happened is people, if you don't have some kind of a time management system and you're not able to get organized, then what happens is you're going to feel overwhelmed because you're not going to have things blocked into certain chunks of time.
Right.
It's important
right.
to have some kind of, whether it's using something on the Internet. Franklin Covey has systems. There is a lot of time management systems, but have something out there. And I think there are some people that will say to me, well, what if organization isn't the problem. Well, I'd say you still need to explore the areas that need some organization. And
yes.
I mean, we all have some, and whether we want to admit it or not. And I could tell you from my own personal experience that when I'm not as organized as I could be, I feel overwhelmed, and my effectiveness is significantly reduced.
Right.
So if I make it a priority to get back on track, I get organized, and usually I find that my outer world is usually a reflection of my inner world. So if my outer world is disorganized and filled with stress, then my inner world is usually filled with stress and disorganization. So that's where hiring a coach and having a mentor can give you the edge as far as perspective. And like as a, you know, as I'm sure you do, I use coaching services myself to help stay focused and organized and on purpose because you know, we're we all need that. And but I think that staying unplugged, you know, getting organized, using some tools, some time management tools, would be the second. Third would be, you know, getting a coach. And and then you know, I just to point out, so there are some coaches that some coaches are trained as counselors, therapists, but many aren't. I mean, we're focused more on taking you where you are right now and bringing you forward. Where you and and a counselor really focuses more on the past. So a coach and you know that probably from your training. They take you from here and now and. And the therapist will, and they all have their places, you know, certainly. So.
Yes. I want to emphasize three things you just said. Number one is to unplug yourself from the source. And this is not only just the news, but also people who love, there's some people who love to mull over and go over and over all the negative stuff. And they love the doomsday predictions and just, if you stay around those people, you'll just always feel overwhelmed and feel heavy. It's kind of heavy being with those people. So that's very important, number one, because you're taking responsibility for yourself by unplugging. And then that time management system, oh, my goodness, people have asked me all my life, how have I gotten this and that done? I've gotten it done because, number one, I respect time. And number two, I organize and plan my time and then take action and execute my plan. So that's extremely important. And then the coaching, getting a coach, and it doesn't have they say that a lot of people aren't familiar with the concept of coaching, but perhaps you have a mentor or someone who is in your life who has your best interests at heart. I recommend coaching because that's what has worked for me in more than one situation. So those three things, if we can just put those three things into action, we will get with past that overwhelming feeling and become productive. Again, that's extremely important. We're running down to the last 3 minutes, so I want you to give the listeners your website and tell us how we can get your book.
Sure. My website is www.coachcurran.com. The spelling on the last name is C-U-R-R-A-N, so that's coachcurran.com. What you'll do is you come to the main page, and I would encourage the listeners to sign up, put the name and email in for to get. I have a lot of very valuable free resources on my site.
Okay.
So they'll get that, and then also to sign up for some free coaching. I offer a free complimentary coaching session, strategy session with me, and I'll also put together an action plan that you can take right away and use right away, and that way you can, you know, see it working in action and see it produce the results that you're looking for. So that's my gift to your listeners, and
that's wonderful.
I hope they
Thank
take
you.
Advantage of that. Yeah.
Now, by going to www.coachcurran.com, it's where they can find out about the freebies by putting a name and email, and also they can find out about the complimentary coaching, the strategy session, correct?
Right, and they should. I have my telephone number listed. So what I would suggest is that they call into the telephone number and just let me know 3 or 4 dates that are good for them, and then I'll work with them on getting them scheduled. So that would be the first thing. And then also, when they sign up with the name and email, they will get a lot of valuable resources. I've got free resources, for example, on meditation, time management.
I tried to blend it.
Physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, relational areas. I tried to hit all those areas as best I could. So there's some great resources.
All right. Well, I invite everyone to tune in again next week. We just ran out of our 45 minutes of time, but that's okay. And thank you so much, John, for taking time to come on the air today. I know the listeners have been empowered. Thank you, and have a beautiful rest of the day, Memorial Day. And remember to color your lives happy this week.